From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly, reading Castle of Wizardry, Book 4 of the Belgariad, by David Eddings. We begin with the prologue. Being an account of how Riva Irongrip became guardian of the Orb of Aldur and of the evil wrought by Nyssa, based upon the Book of Aelorn and later accounts. Now a time came when Kerak and his three sons went with Belgarath the Sorcerer into Meloria. Together they sought to reclaim the Orb of Aldur, which had been stolen by the maimed god Torak. And when they came to the place in the Iron Tower of Torak where the orb was hidden, only Riva Irongrip, youngest of the sons, dared seize the great jewel and bear it forth. For Riva alone was free of evil intent within his soul. And when they were come again to the west, Belgarath gave unto Riva and his descendants eternal guardianship of the orb, saying, "So long as the orb rests with you and your line, so long shall the west be safe." Then Riva took the orb and sailed with his people to the Isle of the Winds. There, upon the one place where ships might land, Riva caused to be built a citadel and a walled city around it, which men named thereafter Riva. It was a fortress city built for war. Within the citadel was built a great hall with a throne carved of black rock set against the wall, and men called this throne room the Hall of the Riven King. Then a deep sleep fell upon Riva, and Belar, bear god of the Aelorns, appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Behold, guardian of the orb, I will cause two stars..."